the conference.
哦，今天我们当中很有些弟兄姊妹他们去参加那个医治的营会，对，所以没有在我们当
中。And they won't come back. So don't, they're not back to, they, although it's finished, they're not back.
就是会议可能结束，他们可能因为可能也时间关系赶不过来了，不能参加我们今天的聚会哈。
Well, Julia's back. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 还泽利，感谢主。
So if you guys are listening online,
对那些在网上参加我们聚会的哈
，You're missing something fantastic in the church.
今天你错过了教会当中有很大的一个祝福哦。
And you're not getting your calendars. Hallelujah.
记得下周来领你们的。
So today is the last day for you to give, you and I to give to the orphans.
今天是我们截止日期号给乌克兰的孤儿院爱心奉献最后一天。
Every year we want to give them some money.
每一年呢，我们想用我们力所能及的方法来帮助他们，来祝福他们。
The orphans are now most of them are in Norway.
其实我们当时那个希望之家的那些孤儿，他们大部分已经转移到挪威了。
And the House of Hope that.In the past that you contributed to building is still standing there in Ukraine.
但是在几年前我们大家我们奉献我们募捐帮助他们建筑的这个希望之家的那个建筑那个家呢其实还是在那边还保留住了。
Initially, we thought it would be for the orphans.
其实当时我们想说这个希望之家是可能帮助当地的那些孤儿。
But God knew that the people in Ukraine needed a place of refuge, so it's for the refugees now.
但是神真的是比我们更有远见，他知道那个地方在可能需要在乌克兰的那些难民，他们需要一个地方。
Amen.
所以现在这个海外之家作为希望之家。
Because of your generosity, there is a building there now is saving a lot of lives.
因为大家的慷慨，大家的爱心，所以让当现在在乌克兰有一个给难民提供他们住宿的地方。
That's why whenever we give money to the work of God, it's never wasted.
所以每次我们在我们的爱、我们的奉献来资助神的国度的时候，永远不会白费的。
Okay. Now today I'm going to be talking, Tony. Someone's playing football.So this is the last sermon on the communion.
今天是我们最后一期关于圣餐的一个讲道。
In fact, there's a lot to say about the communion.
对圣餐呢，其实还有很多内容可以讲哦。
But I want to keep it simple.
但是呢，我想保持最简单，让它容易明白。
Because I want to be able to see in our church people understand what communion is.
因为我想在教会的弟兄姊妹都明白圣餐的真正的意义。
You know, we.Looked at how the bread is the bread of presence.
我们看那个饼是神同在的饼。
It represents the incarnation of Christ in His body in this earth.
代表耶稣基督道成肉身，有血有肉的住在我们中间。
So that when He is gone to heaven, the bread still represents His presence with us.
所以当主升入天以后，那么这个饼仍然代表他与我们同在的饼。
And it's not just any presence, it's the presence of the Lord Himself.
这个同在并不是任何一个简简单单的同在，是主他自己的同在。
And the church for the last 2,000 years have actually been debating about how is God present.
那么在过去两千年当中，教会呢都在不断的讨论说神如何在这个饼当中存在呢？同在呢？
Whether God, whether we can feel His presence or not feel His presence, He is present.
So, 不管我们有没有感受得到，但是那个事实就是，他就是与我们同在的。
And the bread of presence is actually the bread of His face.
那么这个橙色饼代表那个同在的饼，其实也代表说神与我们面对
面。It means that every time when we come before the communion, we are looking into the face of God.
所以每次我们来到圣餐掰这个饼的时候，我们是与神面对面。
Amen.
Amen.
Not in judgment.
我不是要论断谁。
Because in God's presence, what kind of expectation do we have of his heart towards us?
当我们在主的同在当中，我们对于主向我们所怀的那个心意，我们有怎样的一个期待呢？
Because it is in a table.
记得是在那个桌前。
It is part of a meal.
是在一餐之中的一件事。
His presence to you is fellowship.
主的同在代表他与我们的团契相交
not judgment
不是来论断我们
so when you come before God
审判我们
it is not, when you come before God in his communion he's not judging you
所以当我们来到那个桌前来领这个圣餐的时候主不是来审判我们
he's welcome you to the meal
他是来欢迎你与他同坐来吃这个饼
amen so we're coming to him in fellowship
所以我们在这个桌是同吃这个饼的时候是与主相交
and when we looked at the blood represents his forgiveness
当我们在看这个杯代表这个血的时候代表了耶稣给我们罪的赦免
represents his new covenant
代表耶稣用他的血为我们所立的新约
and the importance is that we drink it
很重要的是我们喝这个杯
amen we drink itBecause the blood was poured out.
我们喝这个杯是因为耶稣的血为我们倾倒出来。
Johnson, can you just leave it a gap second in case people come late? Yeah? So that's where we are just last week.
这是我们前两周的内容一个总结。
And let's have a look at that verse again in Matthew chapter 26, verse 27 to 28. And he took a cup.And when he gave given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, and all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins.
我们一起看马太福音的26章27到28节说，他又拿起杯来祝谢了，递给他们说，你们都喝这个，因为这是我立约的血，为许多人流出来，使罪得赦。
Now the communion to some people may be not that important.
对很多人来说，可能觉得圣餐并不是一件好像很了不起的事情。
But I tell you, the communion is a very important part of our Christian life.
但是今天我告诉大家，圣餐是我们作为基督徒生命当中很重要的一部分。
Because the communion is one thing that the devil has fought the church for many, many years now.
就是这是其实仇敌撒旦用这个圣餐在过去多少年当中跟教会的一种蒙蔽欺骗
to such an extent that there is a lot of misunderstanding
到一种地步很多人对圣餐有很多的误解
I believe we have not yet quite grasped hold of the full power of the communion
我相信其实我们可能还没有完全的去领受到这个圣餐的这个完全的这个意义
So whenever you look at the communion, you look at it as the presence of God.
所以每次我们来吃这个饼的时候，我们是知道我们来到主的面前，主的同在。
And secondly, you look at it as the grace of God.
同时，我们也认定是神的恩典。
You look at thirdly, you look at it as the power of God.
第三，你看到就是来认定是主的能力的彰显。
Amen. The devil is afraid.
撒旦是很惧怕我们有这样的领受。
If you take communion correctly,
如果我们正确的来领受这个圣餐
if you understand what the bread represents,
如果你明白这个饼代表的意义
if you understand what the blood represents,
同时你也明白这个杯这个血所代表的意义
and Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 26 For as often as you eat this bread and drinkThis cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
哥林多前书十一章二十六节这里说，你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是宣告主的死，直到他来。
Like I said last week, the real power of the blood of Jesus does not lie as blood as a substance, but lie in the sacrificial death of Christ.
就像我上周给大家讲的，这个耶稣基督的血，他的血的重要，并不只是他的这个血这个物质的本身，而是这个血是借着献祭的方式所流出来。
Yes, the blood of Jesus is sinless. It is a blood from a God.
那么耶稣的血是无罪的，是从一个神的血流出来的。
Amen. We know that the blood of Jesus is special because it's sinless, and because He is.God, it means he can cleanse us of sin. Being God means he can cleanse people from the past, present, and future.
所以我们知道耶稣基督的宝血很特别，首先他的宝血是无罪的，而且因为他是完全的神，所以他的罪，他的血有能力来洁净全人类的罪，并且他是永恒的神，所以他的血可以洁净我们过去、现在、将来的罪。
But the blood itself has no power on us unless the giver dies.
所以这个血，除非这个人是为我们牺牲而流出的血，不然这个血是没有能力的。
Amen. Otherwise, Jesus could have easily donated some blood and doesn't need to die.
其实如果只是需要血的话，那么耶稣可能就是献一些血就好了，他不一定要死而流血。
In the Old Testament, when the sheep and the ox is slaughtered, they could have just taken blood out of the animals and keep the animal alive.
所以在旧约当中，如果他们献祭的时候，他们可能不用把那个牛羊宰杀了，而只是取点血，让它还活着就好了。
But the power comes not on the substance of the blood. The power comes from the death.Of the sacrifice.
所以这个赎罪的大能不在乎只是血本身，而是如何所得到的这个血，是一个牺牲献祭所得的血。
The importance, focus. Every time when you drink the cup, you have to remember, like Paul is saying, you're proclaiming the death of the Lord.
所以每次我们喝这个杯的时候，像保罗说的，我们是在宣告主的死。
And that is why the devil is afraid.
这是仇敌真正惧怕的。
For you, he does not want to realize that Christ has died for you.
因为他不想你认识到一点，就是耶稣为你死。
That Christ has forgiven you.
耶稣基督已经赦免你的罪。
That Christ has received a new covenant for you.
耶稣基督也为我们领受了一个新的盟约。
How many people still struggle with has God forgiven me?
有多少人还在说主有没有饶恕我、赦免我这件事上去挣扎、去纠结呢？
But if you understood the power of the blood, you know you have been forgiven.
如果你真的明白这个大宝血的能力的话，那么你就真的知道主已经赦免你了。
And the presence of God, you will encounter that forgiveness.
那么在主的同在当中，你也经历主带给你的这种饶恕和赦免。
That's what the devil is afraid of.
这就是仇敌真正害怕你知
道的一点。That's why the blood has such power.
这就是为什么耶稣的宝血有如此大的能力。
Because it was shed for you and me.
因为是为你和我的生命而舍的。
It wasn't donated for you and me.
这个血不是说献的血，而是倾倒出来舍的血。
He had to die in order to release his blood for us.
他必须要死而为我们流出这个血。
That's why the term poured out is a sacrificial term.
所以这个当我们说倾倒他的生命、倾倒他的血的时候，是一个献祭的一个动作。
Amen.
牺牲。
It means he died for us.
就是换言之，他为我们而死。
So every time when we take the communion, we are proclaiming, we are reaffirming that Christ has died for you and for me.
所以每次我们领圣餐的时候，我们再一次去宣告这一点，就是耶稣基督为你、为我而死。
But then, so therefore, don't just look at the blood as being sinless. Don't just look at the blood as from a God-man bled for us, but look at the blood as the Son of God dying for us.
所以我们不只是单单的去看这个血是无罪的，这个血是一个完全的神的耶稣的血流出来，而要专注说这个血是耶稣他牺牲他的生命为我们流的血。
So we proclaim his death.
所以我们宣告他的死。
And that's why the enemy is afraid.
这是仇敌真正惧怕的一点。
But if you look at this phrase very carefully, until he comes.
那我们看这里还有一句话说，直到他来。
What I did not say last week is that the communion also proclaimed Christ's return.
那上周我们跟大家讲到是说，其实圣餐也是在宣告耶稣基督的再来。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not only do we proclaim his death,
我们不仅要宣告主的死,
we proclaim his resurrection,
我们也宣告他的复活,
his ascension,
他的升天,
we proclaim that he will come back,
我们也要宣告他会再次降临。
The devil is in trouble.
仇敌有祸了。
God is alive.
因为我们的神是活着的神。
That's why the communion is not something that speaks of the past. It is when the communion is ongoing.
所以圣餐不是只是代表过去发生的事情，它是在一个持续不断的一个状态。
It means the forgiveness of God is every day.
所以代表说，神给我们的饶恕是每天每天这样进行下去的。
The covenant of God, the new covenant, is every day.
神用他的血所立的新约也是每天持续不断延续的。
Every day.We know we are forgiven.
每天我们都知道我们被主所赦免。
Every day when we sin against God and when we repent, the blood of Jesus cleanses of our sins.
所以每天我们犯罪的时候，我们来到神面前认罪悔改，神耶稣基督的宝血再次洁净我们，赦我们的罪。
And that's why we can actually say we are under the blood.
所以为什么我们可以宣告说我们在耶稣的宝血之下
Because I'm under the blood, I am forgiven. Today, yesterday, today, and forever.
因为我们被耶稣基督宝血所遮盖，所以我知道我们过去、现在、将来的罪都完全被赦免。
I'm under the covenant.
我们在神的新约之下。
Amen.
Amen.
That's why the term pleading the blood actually means I'm confessing. I am declaring what's happened to me.
所以我们说我们求耶稣的宝血遮盖我们的时候我们是在借此行为来宣告和承认我们的血
That's why we can say to the devil, you devil, get out of here, I am under the blood.
所以我们也在向仇敌宣告说我们在耶稣的宝血之下你不可以碰我。
I have been forgiven.
我知道我的身份是被赦免的。
Get out of here.
你要离开这里不可以碰
我。I am washed in the blood of Jesus.
我也是被耶稣的宝血所洁净的。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Don't justSo you've got to remember the communion is as often as you can, is as possible.
所以我们要常常的来领圣餐。
Because whenever you do it, you're declaring his death.
所以每次我们这样做的时候，我们就在宣告主的死。
But also you're declaring that he's alive.
同时我们在宣告他是活着的神。
And that he's coming back.
并且他会再来。
Amen? Amen. So when the communion is not something like a funeral service, he's dead.
所以那个圣餐不是说我们的纪念、哦、好像 很悲惨好像一个葬礼的那个氛围说主死了
It starts off like that
是我们从主的死开始
But it ends with celebration He's alive
但是我们的结局是在一个欢庆当中因为我们的主是活着的神
That's why the communion is laid on the dinner table Not laying in a coffin
所以这个圣餐是摆在桌前而不是放在棺材里面要吃的
It's to be celebrated
是值得欢庆庆祝的一个事情。
It may start off as the Lord died for us.
可能刚开始你觉得哦，主啊为我死了，他死了。
But it ends with He's alive.
但是最后的结局知道说我们的主是活着的神。
And He's coming back.
并且他要为我们再来。
And guess what? He is with us now.
并且他现在也住在我们当中。
His presence is with us now.
他的同在此时此刻就与我们同在。
The communion reminds us that we are not alone.
所以圣餐也再次提醒我们，我们不是孤儿，不是独自一人的。
In Matthew chapter 26, verse 29, it carries on saying, "I tell you, Jesus saying, I tell you, I will not drink again this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it with you in my Father's kingdom."
马太福音26章29节这里说，但我告诉你们，这是主说的，从今以后我不再喝这葡萄汁，直到我在我父的园里与你们同喝新的那日。
In the first communion, Jesus sat with his disciples.
当第一个圣餐主在被卖的那一晚与门徒同
坐。And then he said, I will not do this communion again.
主说我不会再做这个圣餐。
Until he comes back.
直到我再来的日子。
Guess what happens in the second time when he has a communion?
所以当第二次领主与我们领圣餐的时候
You and I are sat at the table.
你和我将坐在 与主同坐
Having communion with Christ.
我们与基督同坐一起领这个圣餐
Are you going to be there?
你会在那边吗
The first time with the disciple, the second time with us.
所以第一次主是与他的门徒第二次会将与众圣徒们
And it's at aBanquet table.
而且是在那个宴婚宴的那个
It's probably at the marriage supper.
在那个婚宴的那个桌前
Amen. We are celebrating.
我们在欢庆
The victory of Christ.
我们来欢庆我们基督的得胜
When heaven sees us present at that table, you and I.
所以当我们你我在父的国里面与主同坐的时候
Heaven witnesses the fruit of the work of Christ.
那么天堂都要去见证耶稣基督他的果子。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And remember the covenant that Christ has brought for us through His blood.
要记得耶稣基督凭他用他的血为我们所立的约。
It's continuous.
这个新约是持续不断的。
The forgiveness is continuous.
主给我们的赦免，罪的赦免也是持续不断的。
That's why First John chapter 1 verse 7 says, "But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin."
所以约翰福音的一章七节说，我们若在光明中行走，如同神在光明中，就彼此有团契。他儿子耶稣的血就洗净我们一切的罪。
That's why, brothers and sisters, every time when we need forgiveness, we can ask for forgiveness.
所以每次我们需要神的赦免的时候，我们可以来到他面前来祈求。
Because the blood of Jesus always cleanses us.
因为耶稣的血总是能洁净我们一切的罪。
But please do not use the blood of Jesus in the wrong way.
但是不要错误的去使用耶稣的宝血。
He died to redeem us.
耶稣为我们死，为了赎回我们。
His blood is redemptive.
他的血是代表救赎的意义。
Amen. It's redemption.
是救赎。
Forgiveness of sin.
是罪的赦免。
Cleanse us of sin.
是让我们洁净我们一切的过犯。
So therefore, do not pray, cleanse my food.
所以不要用宝血来说，主啊，洁净我的食物。
Cleanse my car.
不要用我的宝血来洁净我的车。
Cleanse my house.
用你的宝血洁净我的房子。
How do you clean your house?
你如何怎么洁净你的房子啊？
There's washing up liquid. There's other things.
你用专门的清洁剂洗
You understand, brothers and sisters? Don't focus on, oh, Jesus' blood is the most powerful cleansing agent.
不要觉得说很迷信的觉得说耶稣的宝血是很强有力的清洁剂。
Try and cleanse your house with blood. It will all look like red.
如果真的用耶稣的宝血来洁净你的房子，全部变成红色了。
Amen. Don't misuse the blood of Christ.
不要来错误的使用耶稣的宝血。
He died for you and me.
他为你和我而死。
And then, very important today, I just want to talk to you about the covenant, the new covenant that He has for us.
今天我想跟大家着重讲说，耶稣用他的血为我们所立的新约。
It is a better covenant.
这是那更美之约。
Now, in order to illustrate this,
为了更好来说明这一点，
we find there is a story in John chapter 2, in the wedding of Canaan.
那么更好的说明这个呢，我们在约翰福音第二章这里有一个关于婚宴的这个故事。
Jesus and his mother Mary, they went to a wedding celebration in Cana.
那么耶稣呢和他的母亲他们去加拿这个地方去参加这个婚宴。
How many of you remember that story?
大家知道这个故事吧。
And in the middle of the wedding feast, they ran out of wine.
在那个宴席当中呢，那个他们发现那个宴席所用的酒用完了。
So Mary told Jesus to sort out the problem.
然后呢，耶稣母亲呢就来到耶稣面前，叫他来解决这个问题。
But then Jesus said, It's not appropriate for him to do it yet.
然后耶稣就回答他说：“这与我有什么相干呢？这不是我应该做的事情，对不对？我应该插手的事情。”
But then he turned water to wine.
但是我们知道最后呢，耶稣让水变成了酒。
And then the master of the feast says, "Wow, the water he turned from water to wine is very good."
然后最后呢，那个主人来劝他说：“他说我们把这个从水变成酒的这个东西，比我们盛上的酒还更好。”
Now you may ask, why did the Apostle John, when he wrote the Gospel, decide to put this story there?
那我们想想，为什么约翰他在写这个福音书的时候，会把这个故事记录在里面呢？
Because John wants to portray something.
因为约翰是想要用这个故事来告诉我们一些道理。
Remember in chapter 1.He portrayed the Son of God being from the beginning, and He came in the flesh.
记得在约翰福音第一章这里记载说，道成了肉身，耶稣基督是道，起初就有道的存在。
See, I believe John when he wrote the scripture, the Holy Spirit's inspiration is fantastic if you study it carefully.
我相信约翰在写这个书的时候，圣灵真的有其中有很大的启示。 然后一定有一个义在那边。
Chapter 1, he's portraying Christ in his body.
那么第一章，约翰福音第一章，它是描述耶稣成为肉身。
In other words, chapter 1 is the bread of life.
那么第一章其实就是在暗指说这是这个面，这个粮，这个饼。
Chapter 2 is the wine.
那么第二章马上就讲到这个婚宴里面的酒。
And it's done in a wedding setting.
而且这个酒是在那个婚宴里面所提到的。
In a feast.
是在这个宴席当中。
Now can you see the picture?
大家现在有没有一个图画呢？
What John is trying to portray.
就是约翰他尝试要描述一个怎么样的场景呢？
He's talking about a wedding.
他先讲了一个婚宴。
And he talks about two types of wine.
然后这里讲两种酒。
The poor wine and the good wine.
一个就是一般的酒，还有一个上好的酒。
The good wine came from Jesus.
那么这个上好的酒是从耶稣而来的。
The poor wine came from the feast.
那么这个一般的酒呢，是那个主人自己
准备的。What does that represent?
那么这两个东西预表了什么呢？
The Old Testament wine and the New Testament wine.
可能代表说在旧约当中这个酒和在这个新约当中的酒。
The Old Testament wine is a poor wine.
那么旧约的这个酒是一个很劣质的酒。
The New Testament wine comes from Christ and is a good wine.
那么这个新约的酒是从基督而来的，是这个上好的酒。
Two covenants.
代表可能寓意两个约。
Mosaic covenant that was difficult to fulfill.
那么旧约的那个从摩西而来的这个旧约是很难去持守、
遵
守的。
Are you following?
大家明白吗
？And then.The better covenant, the good wine.
然后这个更用这个上好的酒寓意了这个更好更美之约。
So we read in chapter 2 verse 9, when the master of the feast tasted the water, now became the wine, and he did not know where it came from. Though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom.
约翰福音的二章九节这里说宴会总管尝了那水变的酒，并不知道是哪里来的，只有舀水的佣人知道。于是宴会总管叫新郎来。
And verse 10, and said to him, Everyone serves the good wine first, and when people had drunk freely, then the poor wine, but you have kept the good wine until now.
十节说，对他说，人家都是先摆上好酒，等客人喝够了才摆上次的，你倒把好酒留到现在。
Do you see how this story is alluding to a feast, alluding to a good wine, alluding to a new covenant?
所以看来我们在这个故事当中讲，虽然是看似讲婚宴，这个上好的酒和这个次等的酒，但是其实可能这个约是有联系的。
And Hebrews chapter 8 verse 6 says,But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, and as much as he is also a mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises.
希伯来书八章九节这里说，如今耶稣已经得了更优越的侍奉，正如他做了更美之约的中保，这约原是凭那更美之应许所。
So what the blood of Jesus has brought us is a better covenant.
所以耶稣基督的宝血为我们立的是那更美之约。
Why is it better?
为什么更美呢？
It because it has better promises.
因为它是凭着那更美之应许而立的。
Better benefits.
更好的益处。
Better conditions.
更好的条件。
Hallelujah. So every time, what does the communion portray?
所以这个圣餐是描述了怎么样的图画呢？
That you and I are under a better Covenant.
就是你和我是在这个更美之约之下。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And today you and I are living under the better covenant.
今天你我也活在这个更美之约之下。
That has better promises.
而且是有那更美的应许。
You see, the Mosaic covenant was good, but it has a problem.
所以摩西的那个旧约的那个律法之约呢是好，但是有一个问题。
It was based on law.
是靠着律法而立的。
And you had to live under the law.
你必须要住在律法之下。
And the law was difficult.
那么去持守这个遵守这个律法是很难的。
And nobody could actually live under that law.
没有一个人 靠自己行为来遵守这个律法。
And all the law could do is to condemn how hopeless you and I are.
那个律法人做的就是来让我们定罪，我们让我们觉得你我是多么的无指望。
All the covenant can, all the Mosaic covenant can do is to tell you that you are sinful.
所有那些从摩西的律法当中所得到的结果都是让我们意识到我们是多么的有罪，多么的软弱。
And no amount of animal sacrifice can actually wash us, our sins away.
所以不管我们做多少动祭牲的那些献祭都无法完全的洗净我们的罪。
There was nothing wrong with the law.
这是律法本身是没有错。
There is nothing wrong with the old covenant.
那么旧约本身也没有错。
But it was not good for us.
但是这个律法对我们来说是太难了。
It was a mirror to show that we need help.
这个律法来让我们显明，让我们照出来看见我们需要耶稣，需要一个救主。
Amen. That the old covenant was there to condemn us.
那个旧的律法之约其实来定罪我们的。
To tell us that you need a savior.
来间接的告诉我们，我们需要一个救主。
Amen.And that covenant was between God and Israel.
那么旧约是在神与以色列百姓当中所立的。
But the covenant that Christ received from God is a better covenant.
那么耶稣基督从父神那边领受这个更美之约。
Not only has God forgiven us of our sins.
不仅说耶稣借着他的宝血洁赦免我们的罪。
His blood bought us.A new covenant.
耶稣借着他的血为我们领受了一个更美之约。
Now here is the important point.
这是一个很重要的一点。
The new covenant, the better covenant, it is between God and Jesus.
那么这个重要的点就是这个新的约，更美之约，是在神与基督之间所设立的。
Not between God and you and me.
不是在是不是神与你我之间所设立的这个约
？Amen. A lot of people do not get this point.
可能很多人不太明白这一点。
It is between God and Jesus.
是神与爱子基督。
Not between God and me.
不是神与人之间的一个盟约。
Amen. Now, however, because Christ died for me.When I believe in Jesus, His covenant with God becomes my covenant.
但是因为耶稣为我死，我也因信相信了耶稣基督，所以耶稣与父神的这个更美之约也成为我的约。
Amen. So therefore, the new covenant is my covenant with God's covenant with Christ through Christ.
所以最后呢，变成这个更美之约，成为我们与神之间借着耶稣基督而。而成了一个约。
Why is that important?
为什么这个很重要呢？
If it was directly between God and me,
如果这个
I will mess it up.
如果哈，这新约更美之约是建立在神与我们之间，我们会搞砸这个事情。
That's why the covenant between Israel and God did not last very long.
所以就是为什么在旧约当中，神与以色列百姓之间那个旧约
How long did it last? How long did it last?
他们持续多久呢？这个约
？It lasts from Moses coming from mountain down to the bottom of the mountain. And what did they see when Moses carried two tablets? What was Aaron and everybody doing?
金牛犊。
That's how long the covenant lasted. From the top of the mountain to the bottom.
所以那个真的，我们看旧约当中，那个旧约持续了多久？就是从摩西上山去面见神。获得那个十诫到他下山之后那段时间
They were already sinning against God, partying, worshipping idols.
那就四十天的时间他们就已经触犯了这个律法。摩西下山的时候已经他们起了一个金牛犊。
And that's why Moses broke the two tablets.
所以摩西在怒气当中把这个两个石板给摔坏
了。Now if the new covenant was between me and God directly, right?Won't last very long.
所以如果这个新约是在你我跟神之间直接的这个约呢，这个约不可能持续很长时间。
Hallelujah! It's between Christ and God. Christ is our head. Christ is our high priest. He is our second Adam.
所以感谢主，这个约是建立在神与基督之间，基督是我们的头，基督是我们那个大祭司，他是第二个亚当。
As long as Jesus does not sin,
只要我这个中保基督他没有犯罪。
As long as Jesus does not die,
只要耶稣他没有死。
That better covenant is forever,
那么这个更美之约将持续到永远。
Are you glad?
我们是不是很庆幸呢？
Amen?That's why you and I, we can mess up and still come under the covenant because we are covered by Jesus.
所以就算你我们犯了罪，我们做错了，我们失败了，我们仍然来到这个更美之约。为什么？因为我们被耶稣所遮盖。
Hallelujah! That's why it's very important to see that my covenant, that the new covenant between me and God, has to be through Christ, not me directly.
所以我们必须很意识到这个很重要的一点，就是你我跟神之间这个更美之约不是直接的，而是间接借着基督而成就的。
So will Jesus live forever?
耶稣是不会存到永远呢？ Amen.
Will Jesus ever sin?
耶稣会犯罪吗？
So therefore we are living in security.
所以答案就是我们会存在这个绝对的安全当中。
Imagine multitudes go to heaven.
想想成千上万的人去到天堂。
All it takes is Jesus to make a mistake.
只要就是如果耶稣犯一点错误。
And all the angels will go, all right, out. You lot out. All of you out.
所以那么所我们看到的那个场面就是天使把所有的人都踢出天堂。
Wouldn't that be disastrous?
会不是一个灾难性的一种场景呢？
That's why the covenant, I'm glad it's not me.
所以我很庆幸这个约不是我跟神之间的约。
I'm glad my faith is not in any man, but in Christ.
我很庆幸我的信心不在任何人身上，而是在我们这位耶稣基督身里。
And also, even if I had a covenant with God, I'm not going to get many benefits because I'm not very capable.
就算我跟神之间立了这个约，但是我觉得也没有什么益处，因为我们并没有什么本事。
It says it has a better. It's a better. Why is it a better covenant?
为什么称为更美之约呢？
Mosaic covenant is by works, by law.
那么在旧约当中，摩西的那个律法是靠律法，靠行为称义。
The new covenant is by grace.
那么更这个新约更美之约是因着恩典。
And we receive it not by our works, but by faith.
我们不是凭行为来得到这个约，而是靠恩
典。That's better already. That's better already.
就这一点就足够好了。
Amen.We receive it not because of our effort, because of our faith, because of Christ's grace to us.
所以我们得到这个美之约不是靠我们的行为、我们的努力，而就是靠信心、靠基督的恩典赐给我们的。
That's better already.
这一点就已经足够好了。
Then it contains better benefits.
而且还带有更好的应许、更美的应许。
Let me just name a few.
让我给大家简单提几个。
And then you have to find out the rest.
然后其他的自己要看查圣经找出来。
Eternal life.
这是神赐给我们有永生。
Is that a good benefit?
这是不是一个更好的应许呢？
The new covenant gives us eternal life.
就更美之约给我们一个永生的应许。
The new covenant gives us sonship.
那么更美之约让我们得儿子的名分。
We are accepted as in God's family. We are children of God.
我们被领养进入神的国，我们被赐予神儿子的名分。
We have the Holy Spirit.
而且我们有神父神所应许的圣灵住在我们的里面。
Because of the new covenant, we receive the Holy Spirit.
因为这个更美之约，我们领受的圣灵的内住。
We are a new creation.
并且我们在基督里面成为那新造的人。
We've been made holy.
我们被称为圣洁，
分别为圣。We become priests.
我们也成为那圣洁的祭司。
We have access to God's presence.
我们还可以坦然无惧地来到主的同在里。
We have God's fellowship.
我们有与主的一个团契。
We have God's guidance.
我们还有主持续不断的引导。
That's why, brothers and sisters, if you're struggling in any area of your life, if you need guidance from God, under the covenant, you have the right to ask God for help.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们知道在这个新约当中，我们有绝对的这个权利来到神的面前来寻求他的帮助和指引。
There is healing.
在他的应许当中有医治。
Many, many, many benefits.
还有很多很多数不尽的应许。
That's why it is a better covenant.
所以这就是一个更美的约。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so in 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 says, now those benefits are not, we'll get it when we go to heaven. It's now.
而且刚刚我讲的我们得到更好的应许并不是我们去了天堂以后再得到而是此时此刻在地上我们就可以经历到的。
Remember in the baptism that we are united with Christ, that His death becomes our death. His resurrection becomes our resurrection.
记得我们在讲洗礼的时候我们在洗礼当中凭信心与主联合主的死成为我们的死他的复活也成为我们的复活。
Well, in the communion,It's the same. We are united with Christ. Whatever Christ has done, we benefit.
所以同样在圣坛当中我们也与基督联合合一所以耶稣所得到的也成为我们的份。
We become united with Christ. His covenant is our covenant.
所以我们因为与基督的联合所以基督的约也成为我们的约。
Imagine.
让我们想象一下。
You know, who's the richest man in the world? Elon Musk, right? He signs a new contract, $1 trillion wage. Right? A deal, $1 trillion.
Okay, 想想世界首富 Elon Musk 签了一个几百亿的一种合同。
$1 trillion is a lot of money, huh? $1,000 billion.
哦、好像上千亿的资产、right. 上千亿的这个价值的一个合同
wow, a lot of money,、huh?
很多钱、哦、
Well Jesus is basically He's got a new contract Jesus got a new contract
就好像说耶稣有给我们签了这个合同
Imagine if Elon Musk's contract is our contract
想想如果这个世界首富他签了这个合同要成为诶变成我们的合同
His $1 trillion reward isOur reward.
如果他所讲的这个上千亿资产的这个奖励，就突然变成我们的奖励了，奖赏。
Amen. That's what it meant. Christ's contract, Christ's covenant becomes our covenant.
就是耶稣基督他的契约，他的这个约成为我们的约。
He lives forever. We live forever.
耶稣存到永远，我们也会存到永远。
He has defeated the enemy, becomes our victory.
耶稣战胜过仇敌，他的得胜。
He has conquered death, so have we. He conquered death, so have we.
耶稣胜过死亡，也会成为我们，也能胜过死亡。
He is healthy, we can be healthy.
耶稣的健康也会成为我们的健康。
Amen. Amen. He rules as a king, we sit at his right hand.
耶稣他作王掌权我们也同耶稣同作王
And this is what this verse means Love has been perfected among us in this That we may have boldness in the day of judgment Because as he is So are we in this world
约翰一书四章十七也讲由此爱在我们里面得以完全我们可在审判的日子坦然无惧
Hallelujah.
因为基督如何我们在这世上也如何、
Amen.Hallelujah, Amen.
Amen.
So live your new covenant now. Don't wait until heaven.
所以我们在现在此时此刻在地上就活在这个新约当中，不用等到天上才发生。
And in closing, let me give you one strange verse that I found in Lamentation chapter 2.
那我再用一个看似很奇怪不相关的经文来结束我今天的讲道。在耶利米哀歌。
A lot of people say this got nothing to do with communion.But as far as I'm concerned, yes, it is. It's a picture of the communion, the importance of the communion.
这里可能很多人读到这个经文觉得跟那个圣餐是完全没有关系，但是我要告诉你们，其实可能是有关系的。
In the book of Lamentation, it's about the destruction of Jerusalem before they went into captivity.
耶利米哀歌描述的是以色列百姓在被掳之前，在耶路撒冷所遭受的毁坏。
Jerusalem is completely destroyed.
耶路撒冷这个城整个被摧毁。
Israel has been, the Jewish people have been driven out of their city, their beloved city.
那么犹太人他们被赶出他们所居住的那些城镇。
And in verse, and this is verse 12, before then, right, it says, the children and babies cry out to their mothers.
在这前面一节的讲说那些孩童
As they were leaving Jerusalem.
那么在他们在逃离他们所居住的家乡的时候，那些孩子呢，他们的哭泣
着奔跑。You've been driven out of your city.
想想你被你赶出你所居住的城市。
But what did the babies and children cry out?
其实那些孩童婴孩，他们在母亲的怀抱当中在哭喊什么呢
？It says here in verse 12, they cried to their mother.Where is bread and wine?
这里那些孩童们对母亲说：“饼和酒在哪里呢？”
Isn't it a strange thing to ask?
就是从一个孩童的口里问出这个话，是不是很奇怪呢
？It makes more sense if the babies and children cry out, "Mom, where is bread?"
就是如果一个孩子嘴里说：“妈妈，那个饼在哪里？要找吃的，就很正常，是不是？”
But they also ask for wine.
但他们同人居然说：“酒在哪里？”
Kids don't drink wine.
就小朋友不会问跟妈妈要酒吗
？Are they alcoholic kids?
难道是要喝酒的孩子吗
？No, they were crying out something prophetic.
所以他们
Where is the one who can bring us the bread and the wine?
所以其实跟他们说这话真的是带有先知预言的就是那个能拯救我们的能带领我们的那个饼跟酒在哪里呢
In their despair, in their pain, they were crying out for the one who can bring them the bread and the wine, and that is the Messiah Jesus.
所以在他们的痛苦绝望当中他们的哭泣说那个能带我们饼和酒的那个是谁那就是他们的救主弥赛亚。
And as they faint like a wounded man in the streets of the city, it says, as their life is poured out on their mother's bosom.
说他们如受伤的人在城里广场上昏厥，在母亲的怀里将要丧命时。
Here is the term poured out.
我们又看到这个字眼，就是倾倒、丧命。
Used in the same verse as the bread and the wine.
就是。这个字同样在这个饼跟酒出现的地方也出现了。
Are you convinced it's telling us something prophetically about the future of the bread and the wine?
你现在你会不会来觉得是会相信说这里讲的这个东西跟将要来的这个圣餐是有关的
？The difference is they could not find bread and wine.
那不同的是，他们那个时候他们没有找到那个饼和酒。
So it ended. They themselves have to die.
所以那个结局是他们自己要丧命。
They were poured out as sacrifice.
他们自己成为那个牺牲的祭。
But when it came to the New Testament,
但是回到新约的时候
，the bread and the wine sat there and say, "I am the bread of life."
那个饼和酒自己坐在那边说，我就是那生命之粮。
And he gave us the bread and he gave us the wine.
他给我们那个饼，也给我们那个杯。
Then instead of you pouring out, he said, "I poured out."
与其我们去丧命，他说：“我为你舍命。”
Amen? Amen. So what you and I need, what your family need, what this world need is the bread and the wine.
所以你和我们的家人还有这个世界所需要的是什么呢？就是那真正的饼和这个酒。
And Brother Johnson was saying how this church in 1926, when it was founded, when they took communion, there was 1,500 people taking communion in this building.
所以刚刚我们那个也在宣布的时候提到说，在1926年这个教会一餐被建立的时候，当时他们一起领圣餐，有1500人在这个地方，在这个教会一起领圣餐。
Can you believe that?
大家可以相信吗？可以想象那个场面吗
？So therefore, the question is, how do you fit 1,500 people in this building?
可能有人会问这个问题：如何让1500个人来装
到这么多人呢？ So John, open it up, right? Open it up. Let's have a look. Can you fit 1,500 people here?
你可以想象在这个地方可以容纳1500人吗？
And the answer is yes. Look at the next picture.
哎呀，帮的！哇！
Okay, do everybody believe it? Can you see those things up there?
大家看到吗？哇，这是1926年，差不多100年前。
So this is, so you remember this used to be the baptism pool?
Yeah, yeah.
There?
所以这个照片是记在了当年
you notice those windows?
那个窗户
Those windows?
整个教堂的那个结构都没有变其实
It says here a baptismal service in the new Elam Tabernacle, East Ham. The photograph shows the front portion of the congregation, not from the back. It's just the front bit.
所以这个照片是
baptism service.
所以这个是个照片，是在伊斯兰他们举行那个洗礼聚会的时候。
They were there for baptism.
所以那个时候他们是参加那个洗礼的聚会。
The centerpiece of this church was the baptism pool behind this wall here.
其实当时在这个讲台的正中间就是一个洗礼的那个水池。
And this is just the front bit.
这个照片当中看到只是当时会
众的前部分。In other words, where Johnson is standing.
所以当时就能听到那个指示。
All these people were there.
所有的人就是当时。
They managed to pack 1,500 people in this building.
所以在这个建筑物里面，他们容纳了1,500人。
So we can fit a lot of people in here.
Everyone standing.
And the article says that many hundreds of people could not get into the building.
当时那个简报里面记录说，当时还有几百个人因为进不来，所以在外面。
And this picture was their fourth week in this building.
然后这个照片呈现的是他们连续第四周的场景。
In May 1926.
1926年五月。
And every time when they took communion, guess what happened?
所以每次他们领圣餐的时候，猜猜发生什么事情
？You know, in the old days, Elam used to have the equivalent to Direction magazine.
就好像当时那种
简报。They produce this every 2 weeks.
这是以灵教会当时他们一个汇报一个简报汇总简报，然后每两周出一刊。
He says here after the evening service on Sunday, the hall was packed with saints.
所以在他说在那天的主日晚上的聚会之后，他说这个教堂充满了众圣徒。
Who had remained behind.To remember the Lord's death in eating bread and drinking wine.
然后在聚会结束以后，他们一起领圣餐，吃这个饼来纪念主的死。
We would not overestimate in saying that there were that 1,500 sat at his table and broke bread.
他说我们的保守估计哈是只是1,500人当时在一起在主桌前吃这个饼喝这个杯。
How do you have a communion like that?
怎么给这么多人？怎么这么多人？
They must have had a lot of bread and a lot of
五饼二鱼。
Those who were present will never forget it. It was an outstanding meeting.
所以当时在那边会在参加这个聚会的人永远不会忘记，是一个非常美好的一个团契。
He's talking about the communion.
他们是讲当时他们聚会结束之后的那个圣餐。
Bodies were healed and many received the baptism of the Holy Spirit according to Acts chapter 2 verse 4, speaking in tongues.
所以当时很多人得医治，他们当中很多人就像在使徒行传里面第二章那样领受圣灵的洗，讲方言。
They got baptized by the Holy Spirit while they were taking communion.
所以他们在领圣餐的时候，他们接受圣灵的洗，被圣灵
充满。And they were healed.
然后他们有疾病的得医治。
And then 2 weeks later, this is where I got the next month, this is where I got the next newsletter.
然后就是两周之后的另一个简报当中。
This is the fourth week.
然后当时这个照片其实四周以后。
Many hundreds of people outside could not get in.
然后当时还有几百个人在外面进不来。
Amen?
Amen.
And this whole page lists all the people that got healed.
然后在这个简报的第二页整篇版本那个版页上面
，so many people
所有被医治的人
got healed that they only mentioned it by one word and then comma
啊 ，sorry， 就是那些被医治人的名字。
There's so many healing that they only you name it by one word. So each word that you see here is one disease being healed.
哦、所以当时有很多人得医治，所以他们把那些得医治人的名，那些得疾病，那些被医治的疾病、列出来。
TB, brain tumors, heart diseases.
很多那些、脑瘤、肿瘤，那些心脏病得医治。
And they were verified by doctors.
然后这些所有的见证，得医治见证都是医生所已经验证的。
Revival took place here.
复兴在这里发生。
And guess what? This news says, right? It will generally be admitted that most impressive service has been those at the breaking of the bread. The most impressive meetings was the communion.
所以这个简报当中讲到说，当时最让人印象深刻的一点，就是当他们在领圣餐的时候所发生的事。
These have held each Sunday evening of the campaign when about 1,500 believers have partaken of the bread and wine in remembrance of the Lord's death till He come.
所以他说这个就是在每一个他们进行这个聚会之后，每个主日的晚上之后、
okay.
他们一起领圣餐。
Look what happened when they take the communion、right?
我们看看他们领圣餐的时候发生什么事情。
Wave after wave of power seemed to sweep over the vast congregation as the Holy Spirit searched the hearts and revealed the old ever new glories of the cross of Jesus Christ.
然后就是一波一波的那个
wave after wave of power came into the church.
就是圣灵的能力一波一波的来倾倒出来。
Now we're talking about the presence of God. That presence of God was wave after wave.
所以当我们说神的同在，那个同在就好像波浪一样，一波一波的冲击过来。
He said, "Towards indeed the atmosphere of heaven itself, all its purity and holiness, a place where the sin shrank."From the light of glory of God.
所以就在神的同在当中，这是带着属天天堂的同在彰显在这里，那种圣洁，那种纯洁。
This is their communion service.
这就是他们的圣餐的聚会。
This is when they took communion.
那让他们领圣餐的时候。
It says no sinner could be comfortable during such a meeting.
所以没有任何罪人在这样神的同在当中会觉得很舒服。
But the redeemed ones rejoice in the Lamb slain on Calvary.
所以但是那个得救的人却在欢呼他们的主为他们舍命为他们救赎。
And this is the best bit.
这就是最好的最好的部分。
And rehearsed songs of choruses they soon will sing before the throne of God.
哇他们用诗歌来赞美敬拜那个坐在宝座上的神羔羊。
In other words, they considered their worship as rehearsal.
所以他们的敬拜就好像在天堂在宝座前的一种预演。
In other words, every time when they worship God, we're rehearsing. When we get to heaven, we're going to sing.
To the yeah, hallelujah. 所以他们每次敬拜的时候，就他们好像要站在神羔羊宝座前去敬拜的那种一种彩排，一种预演。
Brothers and sisters, just picture it, communion.
所以我们来想象一下领圣餐。
With that many people.
有这么多人与众圣徒。
When they took the communion, the power of God swept into the place.
当他们来领圣餐的时候，神的能力充满他们。他们来讲方言，被圣灵充满。他们得医治。
Many got saved.
还有很多很多得救。
That's why the centerpiece of this church was the baptism pool, which is behind the wall. They should have never blocked.
所以其实这个教堂的中心的一个支柱就是这个洗礼的那个洗礼水池。
Can you see
the arch? 大家看到那个拱形的那个门柱了吗
Guys, Do you remember that it was an arch?
Yeah. 我们记得刚刚来的时候其实是那个中心就是那个洗礼池。
Where is the kitchen?
那个厨房也是在同一个地方。
I don't know whether there's a kitchen or not. Is there a kitchen? I don't know.
There's a door there.
Anyway, think about it, brothers and sisters.1,500 people in this building.
想象一下1,500人在这个地方一起聚会。
And many more hundreds outside.
然后还有几百人在门外。
Amen? Amen. Many more. God can do it again.
我们相信神这样的事情神会在我们当中再做。
In our midst.
在我们中间。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
好，让我们来祷告。
Father, we thank you.
哦，父，我们感谢你。
We want to see the glory of the Lord.
我们要看到神你的荣耀的彰显。
Your mighty, mighty presence here in this church.
主啊，你强大的能力来充满在这地。
Whenever your church gather together.
主啊，当你的教会聚集在一起的时候。
Whenever we break bread.
主啊，每当我们来掰饼的时候。
Your extraordinary presence will descend from heaven.
主啊，你超自然的，你的同在会从天到
这里。Father, we want to experience the wave after wave of the Holy Spirit.
主啊，我们想来经历那一波接一波的那个圣灵能力的冲击。
Crash upon this congregation.
主啊，来冲击这我们的会众。
Crash in this building once again.
我再一次在这个地方来冲刺我们。
Father, you are no stranger to this building. You've been here many times.
主啊，在这里你真的是你不陌生，你无数次的临到这里。
So as we worship you now, Lord, we welcome you.
主啊，当我们敬拜你的时候，我们来欢
迎你。We welcome you, Lord.
我们欢迎你，我们的主。
We welcome you.
我们欢迎你。
Let's all stand.
好，让我们站立起来。
Let's ask the Holy Spirit to come.
让我们来祈求圣灵临到我们当中。
Come, Holy Spirit, fall on me now. I need your anointing. Come in your heart. I love you, Holy Spirit. You captivated my soul. And every day I grow to love you.Spirit, fall on me now. I need your anointing. Come in your heart. I love you, Holy Spirit. You're captivating my soul. And every day I grow to love you more.Hold my life in your hand, drawing me closer to you. I feel your power renewed. Nothing compares to this place where I can see you face to face. I worship you in spirit and in truth. Lift up our hands. Let's welcome Him.
Holy Spirit, fall on me now. I need your anointing. Come in your power. I love you, Holy Spirit. You're captivating my soul. And every dayI grow to love you more. I'm reaching for your heart. You hold my life in your hand, drawing me closer to you. I feel your power renewed. Nothing compares to this place where I can see you face.I worship you in spirit and in truth.
I'm reaching for your heart.
I'm reaching for your heart. You hold my life in your hand, drawing me closer to you. I feel your power renewed. Nothing compares to this placeWhere I can see you face to face. I worship you in spirit and in truth. I'm reaching for your heart. You hold my life in your hand, drawing me closer to you. I feel your power in youNothing compares to this place where I can see you face to face. I worship you in spirit and in truth. I'm reaching for your heart. You hold my life in your hand, drawing me closer.
Thank you that you have been with us here on this earth.
在这里这个地方，神你与我们同在。
In a physical and tangible way，
这一种非常真实的同在。
And you have dwelt amongst your people，
主啊，住在你的众儿女当中。
For the last 2,000 years，
这在过去两千年。
Thank you, Holy Spirit，
谢谢圣灵与我们同在。
Thank you for being with us，
谢谢你与我们同在。
Father， we have seen what happened to this in this church 100 years ago。
主，我们见证了在一百年前在这个地方 East Ham 所发生的事。
Father， we don't just want to look at the past。
主，我们不只是要来去瞻望那个过去。
We pray for the present。
主，我们为现在祷告。
And we pray for the future。
主，我们也为我们的未来祷告。
Lord， we want to see our people saved。
主，要看到我们的百姓能得救。
We want to see our family saved。
主，我们要看到我们的家人得救。
Our friends saved。
我们要看到我们的亲人家人们得救。
We want to see people from all over this location and all over London getting saved.
主啊，我们看到这个区域这一带的人和在伦敦整个城市的人也要得救回转向你。
But we know, oh God, our efforts are not enough.
主知道我们人的努力还不够。
We need the power of your Holy Spirit.
主，我们需要圣灵你的大能。
We need your guidance.
我们需要你的引导。
We need your fire.
我们需要圣灵你的火降在我们当中。
We need your courage.
我们需要你给我们的胆量。
We need your wisdom.
我们也需要你的智慧。
Father, use us.
父啊，求你使用我们。
Use every person here.
使用我们在这里的每一个。
Every person online.
我们在线上的每一个。
Every person listening.
每一个在听我们今天这个信息的人
，That you will put fire in our hearts，
主啊，你把你圣灵的火放在我们心中
，And that you will help us to light up our families，
主，你帮助我们来点燃我们的家
庭 ，Our communities，
点燃我们的社区
，People living in this area，
要住在这个区域的人
，People living in this country，
住在这个国家的人
，In this city，
在这个城市的人
，Wherever you take us，
主啊，不管你带我们去到哪里
，Whoever we meet，
不管我们与谁相聚
，Let us be your witness。
让我们成为耶稣你的见证
人。Let us be your divine vessel of power。
让我们成为来承载神大能的那个神圣的器皿。
Let the blind eyes open。
就让瞎眼的都看见。
Let the deaf ears hear。
让聋的能听见。
Let the lame walk。
让瘸腿的能行走。
Let the captives be set free。
让被掳的能出监牢。
Let the dead be raised。
让那死的能复活。
Father, we want to see these things。
主啊，我们想看到这样的事发生。
Use us as your vessels。
主啊，使用我们成为你的器皿。
We thank you for what you have done so far。
主啊，谢谢你如今已经在我们当中所做成的事。
But we say, Lord, it is not enough。
主啊，我们说主啊，我们不满足。
We want more。
我们想要更多。
Let us, Lord, be useful to you。
主啊，让我们成为你有用合乎主用的器皿。
Let us be a vessel for you。
让我们成为主你的器皿。
Let us wake up every day and say, Lord, I am here。
让我们每天醒来的时候，我们都说：“主啊，我在这里。”
Use me，
使用我
，to bless someone，
成为别人的祝福。
Use me to be your instrument，
主啊，使用我成为你的器皿。
Father， let every day of my life count，
让我生命的每一天都成为有用。
Every time when we gather in this building，
让每一次我们聚集在这个地方的时候
，May you encourage us，
主，你的亲自来鼓励我们。
May you anoint us，
你亲自来恩膏我们。
May you give us boldness， Lord。
要拥有从你而来的胆量和底气。
And may we see your souls being turned around.
让我们看到很多的灵魂来回转，来得救。
Father, do it again.
主啊，再一次来复兴我们。是的，主。
Including our brothers and sisters outside this country.
也包括在这个国家之外的所有神家里的弟兄姊妹们。
Light fires in their city.
主啊，在你的圣灵的火来点燃他们所在的城市。
Listen to their prayers。
主啊，你来从天垂听他们的祷告。
And do your work, Lord. Do your will。
主啊，按照你的旨意来成就。
Let your kingdom come。
主，愿你的国降临。
And let your will be done。
愿你的旨意成就。
So Lord, I thank you for your bread and your wine。
主，我们谢谢你的饼和你的杯。
And every time when we eat it，
每次我们吃你的饼和你的杯的时候
，May you remind us。
你再次来提醒我们。
In Jesus' name，
奉耶稣的名。
Amen。
Amen。
I forgot to take communion。Do we still have time？
我们要再领圣餐。Hallelujah。
Amen。Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11。
让我们看到哥林多前书一章十一节。
Okay. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23.
哥林多前书11章23节。
For I received from the Lord what I have also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus Christ, on the night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
这里说我当日传给你们的原是从主所领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来祝谢了，就掰开说，这是我的身体为你们舍的，你们当如此行，为的是纪念我。
Please be seated. The bread of Christ, the presence of God broken for us.
我们知道耶稣这饼代表耶稣的身体为我们舍。好，我们领受。我们领受这个饼。
And in the same way, also he took the cup, and after supper saying, This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.For as often as you drink it, as you eat this bread and drink this wine, this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约。你们每逢喝的时候，要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼、喝这杯，是表明主的死，直到他来。Amen.
Blood of Christ.
耶稣基督的宝血，我们一起来领受这个杯。
Amen.
Amen.
Father, I pray that your presence will be with us.
父，我祷告主，你的同在继续留在我们当中。
Now and every single day.
从今天直到每一天。
We thank you for every family.
我们谢谢我们当中每个家庭。
We thank you for everyone here.
我们谢谢我们当中的每个弟兄姊妹。
And for everyone who's online.
包括我们在网上的弟兄姊妹们。
And for everyone who listens to this message after today.
在今天之后也听到今天我们聚会讯息的每一个弟兄姊妹。
May you bless them.
求你祝福他们。
May you bless their children.
也祝福他们的儿女。
May you bless their work.
祝福他们的工作。
May you bless their study.
祝福他们的学业。
May you protect them.
愿你保守他们。
Father, we are reminded that we are under the blood.
主，我们来提醒我们自己，我们是在你的盟约之下，在你的宝血之下。
And your presence is with us.
你的同在与我们同。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, the service is over. If you need Prayer, come forward.
好，我们的聚会到此结束。大家需要祷告的，就在前面。神祝福大家。